This is Ozarks at Large. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. Michael, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start first with the world's biggest retailer, Walmart. They had second quarter earning numbers, and it was good for them.
Well, it was great for them. I mean, if you know, there's been a lot of talk lately about maybe heading into a recession. You know, the Dow tanked over 800 points earlier this week, but you wouldn't know there was any problem with the economy based on these Walmart earnings. They had a great quarter, $3.6 billion in revenue, up 1.8%. The per share earnings were $1.27. That was better than the $1.22 consensus that Wall Street analysts had expected. So, now the earnings were down a little bit compared to last year, considering where we are in the economy. Again, they did very well. Operating income for Walmart U.S. was up 4%, and operating income for Sam's Club was up almost 20%. Great numbers there, and down on the floor level, so to speak, their comp sales, which is really a key metric. So it compares same stores from last year to this year, we're up almost 3%. And if you look on a two-year, what they call a sequential two-year basis, their comp sales are up 7.3%, which is more, which is the strongest growth level in more than 10 years. So the other thing, Walmart is also considered somewhat of a bellwether for consumer confidence, consumer spending. These measures look good, and their e-commerce was up 37%, which was better than expected. So if you're a Walmart shareholder, it was nothing but all smiles on Thursday when this report came out.
Well, let's get much more local now and talk about people coming into Fort Smith. Tourism numbers are up. Employment numbers are up. First, give us the numbers and then maybe some idea of what's attracting more people to the metro.
Right. Well, you know, and we often, when we talk about the Fort Smith regional economy, sometimes it's not always the best news, but this is a nice positive aspect to the economy. Although, you know, the tourism travel sector is not a huge part of the economy, but at least it's a positive. For the first 4 months of the year, hospitality tax revenue in Fort Smith was up a little over 2%. It was up almost 2% in Van Buren. Now, mind you, these numbers are up against what were pretty healthy gains in 2018. Also, employments out of Fort Smith Regional Airport between January and July are up almost 5%. That's a good, healthy number for the airport. Typically, the employments out of Fort Smith are you know, 1% to 2% or 3% if it's really a good cycle. But they're up almost 4.7% for the first 6 months, and they're up 8.5% in July. So, you know, that's a good number there. And then just looking at the workforce tied to hospitality, the average monthly employment for the first 4 months is 9,330 jobs, and that's up 1.6% compared to the same period in 2018. And just shows a little bit of growth. If you go back to 2010, job growth in that sector is up over 12% compared to the same period in 2010. So, yeah, it's had some healthy growth in that sector.
All right. We are 15 days away from the Arkansas football season opening against the Vikings of Portland State, the mighty Vikings. I know for the past 7 years there's been Tuscan Tail that's connected to Talk Business and Politics, which takes a sometimes honest look at football, sometimes tongue-in-cheek. It's expanding this year. It's going to get its own website.
Yes, it has its own website, TuscanTail.com. You know, the late, great Trisha Brown discovered these guys, and I use discovered somewhat tongue-in-cheek, a little over, almost 10 years ago. She was at a birthday party in Northwest Arkansas, and she got to hear these guys talk about how much they tailgate. These guys, it's a core group of guys, you know, 5 to 10 guys, they've been tailgating for decades now. In fact, up until last year, Craig May, who's the godfather of Tusca Tail, hadn't missed a home or away game in almost 2 decades. We hooked up with these guys. We've been doing this with them for 8 years now. This is our 8th season. So we've got a standalone website, but it's just grown in popularity, Kyle, more traffic. And so we thought, let's, you know, we still manage it. It's still a Talk Business and Politics product. But, and we're not getting into sports coverage. We don't do box scores. But this is really primarily from the fans' perspective. Now, on our new website, we do push out, you know, regular news that we get from, you know, the athletics department, So, but it's primarily, and they, you know, these guys are, as you said, they're different, they're unique, can be brutal sometimes, but almost always hilarious, always provide a unique insight into the game. And they also provide a lot of practical advice. If you're going to go to a game and tailgate, Dale Collins, one of the members, he's got the art of tailgating down to the tee. So once a week during the season, he talks about, like, if you're going to drive to Starkville or whatever, I don't know if I'm going to Starkville this year, but if you're going to drive to one of the locations, he'll give you advice on how to get there, what restaurants to use, how to set up, what food works best on a, you know, tailgate, you know, an away game and that kind of thing. And he's been there, done it, so learn from his lessons.
All right, well, that's TuscanTail.com. Everything else we talked about, you can also find at TalkBusiness.net. Michael Tilley, we'll talk to you next Friday. No, we will not talk to you next Friday because it's our live Roots Festival broadcast next Friday. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks. How's that?
That works, and I love the Roots Festival, so that's fine with me.
All right. Talk to you then. Thank you, Michael.